My name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 21st of September 2009 and the time is 9:40 a.m. For the record, our next participant is a last minute backup. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
My name is Geraldine Scott Hayes, commonly known as Scotty. My age is 59 and I'm from Northern Ireland.
And how are you feeling about going up on the plinth this morning?
A bit dazed because I haven't time to think about it at all.
And can you tell us what you were doing here in the square this morning?
I came to support my son who's on the plinth at this very minute.
And have you had any time to think about what you might like to do up on the plinth?
I haven't really. I think probably I'll wave at some people and maybe if you have your whiteboard available, I might write a message to a few people via the webcam. Haven't really thought beyond that, watch people going by.
And have you been watching much of the project?
I've watched a very little bit of it, but not a lot. Yeah, I saw a photograph in, is it Metro, of a girl huddled under an umbrella in the rain, which seemed very unfortunate. At least it's dry this morning and really nice.
Was it through your son that you heard about the project?
I'd heard about it in the general media a little bit before that, so I was aware of it before that, but then obviously when Adam got a place on the plinth, we were talking a bit more about it and paying more interest, taking more interest and bringing it up on the webcam and that, yeah.
Were you aware of Anthony Gormley before this project?
No, not really, no.
Do you have any expectations about what it might be like up on the plinth?
I think time might run very slowly. And I think how I feel will depend on how well I settle into it as time goes by. But it's a nice morning and people are going about their business, so I don't think it's going to be too bad.
And what is it that made you think, oh yes, I'm going to go ahead and do this, what?
Novelty. This is a bit of history perhaps, which is why I was glad Adam got a slot on the plinth. That it's a one-off, isn't it? It's a point in history, it's something to tell children, grandchildren about. It's, yeah.
Would you like to have any impact on the people watching?
Perhaps make them smile. That would be good. That would be enough.
And what do you think you would like to gain from the experience?
Ah, now that's a question. Well, I can go back home. I can surprise people who are watching the webcam because my son's on there. So I'll be surprising a few people. But in terms of what I gain, well, maybe I'll use part of the time to reflect. I'm a clinical psychologist, so probably I should use some of the time to reflect.
Would you mind telling me a little bit more about what you do?
I work in the Regional Maternity Hospital in Belfast, which is quite an unusual job for a clinical psychologist, but it's always interesting working as a clinical psychologist, but I think it's particularly fun and interesting and sometimes very challenging working with women during pregnancy and sometimes with their families as well. So yeah, I enjoy it.
How long have you been doing that?
I've been doing that now for just over 10 years.
And what is it that you enjoy about your work?
I enjoy meeting all the different people. And it may be a bit of an overused phrase, but it is a privilege to be a part of people's lives at such a critical point when they are pregnant and giving birth and at such a time of change in their life. So often it's a privilege to be a part of that, as well as sometimes a huge responsibility in supporting people through such an important time in their life, and sometimes through very difficult times when things don't go very well.
And were you working as a clinical psychologist in a different department before that?
I was in child and adolescent mental health before that, yeah. So the general view is that if a young person's going to have problems, the earlier you can intervene and help, the better the chance that things will turn out well. So it can't get any earlier now than I've gone back to maternity and conception and pregnancy. Yeah.
And what was it that got you into that line of work? What was your interest that way?
I think it's an interest in people and the differences between people, why they react differently to different situations. What's a challenge for one person is an everyday occurrence for someone else. How can people cope differently with challenges that life throws up? Yeah. It's just always fascinating because everybody is different.
And outside of work, what are your
Well, I'm a member of the drama circle, and that's quite fun. But then you're given a script, which you play to, which is easy. If there's a script today, that would be easy. It's been good fun. I've been doing that for 20-odd years, maybe, bits and pieces. It's good fun. And I've one son involved in that as well, and my daughter's very interested in drama. And I suppose apart from that and work, my husband is a big part of my life, obviously. And it's the children and the grandchildren, yeah. Life's pretty full and interesting.
What do you think your friends and family will say when they find out that you've been on the plinth?
I think they'll be surprised, but not altogether shocked, if you like. Catherine sort of predicted I might do it, I guess, Adam's girlfriend. So it'll be quite unusual to have two members of one family on the plinth, one after the other, I guess. apart from work, children and grandchildren, what's important? Health. I think as people get older, they become more aware. And when you work in a hospital as well, you become much more aware of how illness can suddenly come along and change your life completely. And just in a very small way, this summer my husband fell and broke his ankle just 2 weeks before we were going on a 4-week holiday, the first long holiday he'd had since he was 15. But we managed, and we still had a nice holiday, and all the family came, took turns coming and joining in. So we had a house in the south of France, and one son and his family came 1 week, and the second son and his family came another week, and then Adam and his girlfriend came another week, and my husband's mum and stepdad came the other week. So we had a constant turnaround of people, but it was fun. We managed the wheelchair okay. He's out of plaster now, yeah. He would probably be here if he hadn't broken the ankle. But he did get out of plaster just a week ago today, and he's coming along nicely, so he'll be grand. He'll be grand.
And aside from your involvement in the drama group, have you taken part in any arts projects or events before?
No. I had children before I started to study, and then I studied for quite a long time. And as a clinical psychologist, life's pretty busy. So I find fitting in the drama is a bit of an achievement itself. I suppose I took Sunday school for 10 years, but then I retired from that a few years ago.
And what is it that you enjoy about the drama group?
I enjoy it because it's a very mixed group. It's a very wide age range. Like, I've been at now for over 20 years, but there's from teens up to 80s in the drama circle. And it crosses all boundaries, age boundaries, religious boundaries. Everybody gets a chance to join in. It's not a selective drama circle, so anybody wants to come along, comes along. We do weekly readings, as well as two productions a year. And we're pretty good group, a very mutually supportive group, and it's good fun. I just enjoy doing the performing bit. There's a lot of backstage stuff that comes along as well, but I've done a little bit of it, but not so much.
Are you able to describe what the feeling is when you've been on stage performing?
It's just like a big smile, you know, when people applaud and you've done it and you've remembered most of your lines, if not all of them. No, it's just like a big smile. It's a great pleasure. It's an achievement. And it's completely different from what I do in my work. Where in my work I have responsibility for other people, accountability, and sometimes difficult decisions to make, and risk assessments on one thing and another. Whereas in drama, it's much more relaxed. You just learn your words and you go and do it. You have responsibility to others on the team or on the stage at the same time, but it's much lighter. So it's a release. And perhaps you have to concentrate so hard when you're in stage, you forget about everything else. I used to do horse riding and gave it up because I thought my bones had got to the stage where they wouldn't heal too quickly if I broke them. But used to do horse riding, and with horse riding had to concentrate so hard there that you forgot about everything else. So sometimes relaxing is not about lying down doing nothing. Sometimes it's about doing something else that challenges and completely occupies your mind, so it distracts you from other things going on.
What are some of your favourite roles that you played?
Let me see. Tea in a China Cup, Christina Reid. That's some years ago now, and we got through to the Ireland finals, and we actually won that year, and performed on the stage of the Grand Opera House in Belfast, which is a beautiful theatre. And I was one of the children, Teresa, in the play, and played a part from about 12 years old through to about 40 years old, and skipped on stage. So it was challenging, it was fun, it's a beautiful play, beautiful play. Yeah.
And before we finish, is there anything else that you'd like to add or tell us about that you might not ask?
I don't think so. Just let's hope the hour goes reasonably well.
Thank you very much.
No problem.